Okay.
Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to the WBAI Local Station Board's Finance Committee meeting. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the treasurer of WBAI LSB, and I am also the chair of this committee. Okay, we have an agenda we have a draft agenda, and that's the first thing we're going to go for here. All right. So I move. And people will hear me tapping away on keys a lot because I'm doing two things at once. All right. I move that we adopt the following agenda. 1. Call to order, 7 p.m. 2. Approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3. Identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4. Excused absences, 5 minutes. 5. Treasurer's report, 20 minutes. 6. General manager's report on WBAI's finances, 30 minutes. 7. Set next meeting date, 5 minutes. 8. New business. 9. Adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Is there any debate on this motion to adopt this agenda? Are there any amendments to the agenda? Hearing none. If there is no objection, is there any objection to adopting it? Hearing no objection, it's passed without objection. Okay. The next thing we need to do is identify the timekeeper. Who would like to be the timekeeper, Jeffrey? Kern, are you still here? Jeffrey, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Who wants to be the time? Who wants to be the timekeeper?
Me.
Is that Pat? Pat, is that you?
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. Jeffrey Stern, are you still here? Hello,
yes,
Jeffrey Stern, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you had yourself muted. All right, Jeffrey, do you...
No. Okay.
Say what?
I don't think so, but okay, fine.
I'm looking at it online. And, okay, Jeffrey,
okay.
Do you want to be timekeeper? Okay.
Yes.
Jeffrey usually does this. Okay, is there any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper? Okay, hearing none, Jeffrey Stern is the timekeeper. And the next thing is excused absences, except there were none. Let me go double check on that. Because the requirement is that you have to ask for an excused absence before the meeting, so let me...
Do you have to ask for an excuse to be late? Because I think Carolyn is going to be a little bit late.
Being late is fine, as long as somebody shows up here. But the thing is, if somebody's going to be absent, they need to ask for an excused absence.
Because if you miss two meetings, then you're off the committee.
Yeah, it takes three meetings to get on, and it takes two meetings to lose your membership. So, I'm talking about something else here. All right, so there are no excused absences, so we go on to the next agenda item, which is a treasurer's report. Okay, would I give...
That's 20 minutes, right?
Give me a second. Let me go back to it. 20 minutes. 20
okay.
minutes. And I have 19:23 right now, so here I go.
Okay.
Here it is. All right. Okay. At the September 22nd NFC meeting, the KPFA director said that four stations in Pacifica, four to five stations, were reporting over 20% operational losses. He said that even after adjusting for extraordinary items, and there are various things that show up once and they'll not show up again, they're not regular operational items, and he says even taking those extraordinary items, as he calls them out, the numbers still are bad, and it does look this way. James Sagerton and I have brought up the issue of folks at NETA talking to Berthold about the questions that he has had about booking the pension plan payments and other things. When Berthold gets on this line, if he gets on this line, I'll be asking him if he's heard from them. Berthold attended the October 13th NFC meeting to answer in person some questions that had been raised. And in the course of this discussion, the interim CFO said that there was no uniform chart of accounts in Pacifica at this time. This was quite a surprise to me because I remember some years ago when Pacifica revamped its chart of accounts and made it uniform throughout Pacifica. This was a big deal then. Berthold remembered that happening as well, but he thinks that a lot of stations just ignored the new mandate to use that chart of accounts. And this is going to be something that will need discussion at the NFC, because the chart of accounts being different everywhere is going to cause problems for audits. This may be a part of why NETA is not getting the cooperation it needs to get the FY19 audit done. And the FY19 audit is, of course, overdue for things like the CPB, but for other things, it would be really good if we could get that to be done. So we're going to be looking into that, I think, and I still have to see if I can find the old chart of accounts. It is possible that it was only delivered to us in paper. So I have to look through a lot of things, both electronic and paper. If it's in paper, I don't, maybe we can scan it and drive people nuts. Okay, also at that October 13th NFC meeting, the interim CFO reported that there's a total of about $872,000 in unpaid central services fees for all of Pacifica, which is a problem. WBAI owes $282,789 in central services fees, that's for the national office, and $97,000 in Pacifica Radio Archives central services fees. There are two separate sets of fees, and the national office gets the big part of it, and then Pacifica Radio Archives gets less, but BAI is $97,000 in the red for handling, for giving them that central services fee that they're supposed to get. And everybody on the NFC agrees that this is clearly an unsustainable situation, with the central services fees being $172,000 in arrears for all of Pacifica, not just BAI. And the interim CFO said that the national office may have problems meeting its payroll at the end of October and afterward because it's not receiving those central services fees. And in a very interesting comment, the interim CFO said that Pacifica is very close to a tipping point. And that doesn't sound good. That sounds like, you know, we could have a big financial disaster problem coming in here. The interim CFO also told the National Finance Committee that regarding the FY19 audit, overall progress is steady but slow. She said some stations have not been responsive to requests for information, and as a result, there are over 5,000 items outstanding for that FY19 audit. What basically happens is the auditors, you know, get what's sent to them in the first place, and then they start asking for individual items. Basically, this is to make sure that what they're being told is the financial situation. So they'll ask, show us proof that you spent X amount of money on this item. And you have to come up with that. That's the main thing of audits. Pardon me as I cough.
Mark Ball, this is James with a slight correction.
In the middle of the report, could you hold it?
Yeah, it's important.
Go ahead.
The number is 500 open items, not 5,000.
Oh. Okay,
still
500.
A lot, but
all right.
Quite different.
All right, we were told 5,000.
No, actually, we were told 500. You said the same thing at the LSB meeting, and I meant to correct you there, but we moved on so fast I didn't get a chance.
Well, I better go listen to that recording. All right.
Yeah.
So it's 500 items that are still outstanding. She said that the most fundamental areas not done are accounts receivable and accounts payable. And those are important things. So this stuff, you know, it in an ordinary organization, that sort of thing would be pretty easy for people to come up with the information about. And the interim CFO said that these problems may be tied to the general ledger or the chart of accounts, as it's called, and those issues. So it's coming up again, and this chart of accounts may be a big problem. So I don't know. We'll see how that's going to go there. I think we're going to. We already paid for this once. We shouldn't have to buy a new one. I asked the interim CFO for a list of what stations are not being responsive to NETA's requests, and she said that she'd get a list of those stations through the NFC. And that way, maybe the treasurers and maybe even the directors can talk to the management of those stations and see if they will cooperate a bit better, maybe. I also have seen an email that says that Director Jan Goodman has gotten the loan, which has been due, the principal has been due in March 31st, April 1st of next year, that she's gotten that extended for a year. And I will point out, Ms. Goodman is one of the people behind the attempted bylaws hijacking that we saw earlier this year, and where they're trying to get petitions for the same thing now, for a somewhat different thing, but the same idea of hijacking the bylaws for a small group to take over. I don't know how this is going to work out, but there we are with that.
R. Paul, this is false. This is completely false. Jan claimed she made a call. They only said they would be willing to talk to Pacifica. Period. The rest is hoo-ha.
Okay.
They would only be willing to talk about extending the loan for a year. I can send you what that so-called letter was. But yeah, this is a whole bunch of hoo-ha on Jan's part.
Well, I'm reporting what has been said, and it was said. So you have another perspective. Okay. The other thing. We got notified on Monday, October 12th, that Yahoo Groups will be shut down. This is where we have our mailing list and a lot of Pacifica mailing lists. And I've written to the PNB, and I'm asking if the PNB is going to try to set up mailing lists for Pacifica governance. We've been relying on various outside vendors, mostly Yahoo Groups. Here and there, some have gone to Google Groups. And what happened with Yahoo Groups was last December, they shut down the part of Yahoo Groups where you could store files. And a lot of Pacifica history was there. And so Yahoo doesn't have that anymore. And on December 15th, they are going to shut down all of Yahoo Groups, which means the mailing lists that we use, including for this committee, will vaporize. And so I've asked the PNB if maybe they're going to look at that. They may not, in which case we'll have to figure out what to do. We have enough time. So, you know, December 15th is almost 2 months away. So we have the time to do something about this. And so that is pretty much it for my treasurer's report. Are there any questions for the treasurer's report?
Yes, this is Noel.
Noel, go ahead.
R. Paul, could you confirm the unpaid central services for all of Pacifica? Again, is that number?
Okay. It is, I know what it is. I'm going to look at it anyway because I want to eyeball it. I don't want to make more screw-ups here. $872,000.
And am I correct in believing that WBAI was approximately $283,000 of that?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Any other questions on the treasurer's report? There are no other questions.
Well, I'm sorry. Noel again. One quick one.
Yeah.
You indicated that we have plenty of time to address the issue of Yahoo groups. Is there a specific person or group of people who will be responsible for that?
Responsible for what? Doing something about it?
Yes.
Okay, right now, all I've done is sent emails to the Pacifica National Board. Possible they'll just completely ignore what I wrote to them and do nothing, at which point we're on our own. Everybody's on their own. And right now, I have seen nothing about a Pacifica response to this, a response being setting something up. But again, it's only, the 12th. It's 9 days ago that this happened, so it's...
Right, but you made the comment that we had time to address it, and I'm not a tech person, so I was wondering if that meant that a solution had already been established so that we actually know that there's enough time to address it. But what I'm hearing upon clarification is that you've notified others of the problem, but who's taking responsibility?
So far, nobody that I know of.
Nobody.
Now, maybe
okay.
The PNB has done it, has taken responsibility, and they're working on this, but I haven't gotten a reply to my email yet. And again, it's only been 9 days, so there's that. In terms of this type of thing, it's technically pretty easy. There are various options, and if we just want to go for email lists, there are various places that will simply do it for us. But I was also hoping that maybe Pacifica would say, hey, let's make a repository of our data so we don't forget everything, because in Pacifica, forgetting what has gone before is a problem, a recurring problem. So there's that. Could I take a
second
out
here? Understood and appreciated.
Could I take a second out here? Since we have a quorum and we're having a meeting, I need to ask if certain people are here, because some of them... will become members if they... I sent this out to everybody in an email. They will become members if they are here. So, is Mario Mastrandrea here? Nope. Is Hazel Pinder here? Nope. Is Sean Rhodes here? Nope. Is Neil Voss here? Okay, none of them are here. I will note that Jack DePalma and Pat Logan have become members of this committee, so welcome to the committee. And are there any other questions or anything for the treasurer's report? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to the next item on our agenda, which is the General Manager's Report on WBAI's Finances. And is the General Manager here?
Yep.
Oh, you're here. Okay, Bertold's here. All right, let me ask, is Matt Mazza here? guess not. Is Carolyn McIntyre here? No response. Is Serene Roberts here? Okay, let me, got a crowd of people here. Got a crowd of people that I can see on thing. All right, Bertold, give us a report.
Well, we have $4,000 in Chase and $1,000 in,
Hey, Bertold, could you speak up?
Yeah.
You're kind of low and there's hum on the line. We have $4,000
$4,000 in Chase.
Oh.
And $1,000 in PayPal.
Okay.
So that's what we have in the bank. We have outstanding payables is short term is $8,000, which is $4,000 for the call center and $4,000 for Gary Hall and Time Warner Cable. The midterm debt is $221,000. This is from way back that never changed. Payroll and healthcare bill that we haven't paid like past a year and a half. But we're current on everything else. We have been current on everything. These are like from 60.
Bertold, there's a bunch of noise
over.
There.
Huh?
Just say that again. There's a bunch of noise that came up with you.
Well, the payroll expense and the healthcare bill back were from way back, like 90 days ago. But recently, everything is paid. And then the 90 days meaning that some of that has to do with we have not been given credit or known how to book yet the PPP loans. That's something that nobody really got back to us to let us know. I'm assuming it's going to be at the end of the year. When they close the fiscal year, they're going to tell us how to make those entries. And then, the accrued pension and long-term debt, $736,000. What that is basically since NEDA has been accruing pension and some of the accrual, so I just did a... Based on some numbers in general, I'm just accruing $2,500 per month in pension. I think it might be between $25,000 and $3,000. That would make it more accurate. So that our numbers can look a little more like what NEDA has. And so that's what we have for payables.
Okay. I'm seeing 966 for a total.
Yes. I sent a document. I think I deleted my email because of something was attached by mistake. Total 966-405. Our profit and loss for this past fiscal year up to October 31st, 2020. I'm kind of reluctant to give the numbers because, it's become a subject of, issues with NEDA and stuff like that. This is the first set of numbers. I want to put that out very clearly. And that number is going to be discussed with NEDA, and we're going to go over to see what it is I'm missing or they're missing or whatever is going on, what is added. And then I will reconcile and clear and each month to see how off I am or they are. But for me, it's $271,966 in the red. $271,366.68. Huh?
Say that number again, please.
$271,366.
$271 in the red.
Yes.
Okay.
We had a really bad month in August. In August, we were in the red by $79,000. And in September, very strangely, we had a positive of $246,000. So all of these averages to what we had always said. about $22,613 per month in the red on an average. We have had very little bequests and grants, very little. For this year, the total bequests and grants was close to like $10,000. Altogether, like $12,500 bequests and grants. So, we're expecting a bequest of $200,000 because I was hoping that would show up before, you know, before September 30th, but, you know, it's on its way. We're probably going to get it, I would assume, by December. So that's what that is. So, based on this, what I did, I think these are my actuals. These are pretty solid to me. You know, I reconciled my bank accounts and so forth. So what I did is I went back into our budget and updated the 2020 so-called prorated that was next to it, which is a number I never really paid attention to. I just focused on the budget. The numbers that you guys had were really not good numbers. So what I did is I went and actually put the actual numbers in there. So right next to your budget total 2021, column AA on my spreadsheet, column AB.
I don't know that you should be discussing the budget right now, Virgil.
Well, I think
maybe we need to not discuss the budget that you sent before right now. I think you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. I'm not discussing it. I deleted that. I'm deleted
it.
No,
you didn't. No, you didn't. All right.
I just deleted it.
No, you didn't. Oh, Bertold, you don't know.
Oh,
anyway,
so
let's not draw attention to that right now, Bertold.
Yeah.
Well, go on with other things, please.
So that's it. Any questions?
Yes.
Other questions for the general manager?
Yes, Noel has a question.
Okay, Noel, go ahead.
I'd like to confirm the payables. Am I correct in my understanding that the short-term payables were $8,000, the midterm was $400,000?
No, the midterm was
$221,000. $221,000, and how much was the long-term, please?
$736,000.
And we have $5,000 in cash?
Yes.
And that $736,000, that includes the $271,000 of central services?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, that $736,000 actually really goes back like 2.5 years. Well, 3 years, whatever. When we started, you know, doing it. It goes back a while back.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess, as a follow-up, the implication, of course, if we just lost $271,000 and we owe $736,000 plus $221,000, somehow we're in excess of $1 million. In indebtedness? Close
no,
to million
included.
Two?
No, that's included.
So the 271 is that is included in those payables? Okay,
yeah.
That's somewhat comforting.
Well,
thank you.
Exactly, but yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any other questions for the general manager?
So, by the way, the those numbers go back to January 2017. Okay, Noel. Noel.
Sorry, you're breaking. I can hear only partial of what you're saying.
the numbers, the aging report, go back to January 1st, 2017.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
are there any other
questions
for the general manager?
Yes.
Michael White, go ahead.
Now, for the record, you've said what our arrears is due to the funds owed for central services. If there hadn't been a lack of financials due to VAI, I'm not accounting. If there hadn't been a lack of financials due to other stations than WBAI, and we had been collecting CPB money and money from the city council and money from the borough presidents as we're eligible to, would we be in arrears?
Well, definitely not. The last time we collected, CPB money, ARPA was at 2014.
13 or 14, somewhere in there.
2013 and 14, and that number at the time for CPB money was about $225,000 non-restricted and $73,000 restricted. It was about $300,000, and that number had gone down. Before it was about $350,000. So that's $300,000 in 2014. So that $300,000 would have helped all the stations of the network. Most of the other stations were collecting more or less the same amount of money, from what I remember.
So I could restate that as the only reason that we are in arrears, WBAI, is because of the what's been caused by other stations and the inability of Pacifico National, which provides the central services of dealing with those other stations, to deal with them.
Yeah, well,
I would. I know the question was addressed to Berthold, and I would like to respond when Berthold finishes.
I think I might respond.
I would just leave it at that. I mean, I'll let you guys, you know, do your own conclusion. You know, I'm staying out of that one. You know, I'm just, you know, you understand why I would stay out of this.
All right, I understand.
Michael, my answer would be no. BAI's operating stuff has been pretty low for a while, and we're losing money every month, and I don't think that other stations are totally responsible for BAI in its current financial situation. Put it that way. Noel, you have something to say?
I was going to say I concur 100%. I have never seen us operate at a surplus. Well, and that goes well beyond the money that we haven't been getting due to the mishigas surrounding the accounting and the charts and the public money. We've also written off other central services debt prior to that. So if you added that back, I just can't remember a time in 12 years of an operating surplus.
Okay, this was Michael White asking the question. Who was that just offering an answer?
Noel Jameson.
Yeah. Okay. The buzz is getting worse. All right. Are there any other questions for the general manager at this time? Okay, I'm not hearing any. Berthold, I have one. You know, we've been talking about you and the NETA people.
Well, you know, I'd like to
getting together and talk. Have you straightened out the pension plans and everything?
Can you come up with a question?
In fiscal year 2010, I'm looking at the budget to actual here, and I saw $61,000.
Berthold just presented.
Positive.
Berthold, you're answering some other question,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, we're asking
you're answering
questions.
Some other question now?
This is James with a point of personal privilege.
Yeah, I was just making a little point here.
Hey, James,
James, I believe it's Michael White has an open mic and we can hear him talking. I would ask him to mute, please.
I just muted.
Okay.
Paul, you were saying?
All right. I'm asking you, have you had that talk with the NETA people regarding the pension plan questions you have and other booking questions that you have that we've been going back and forth with them for a while and them saying they're going to call you, but they don't call you? Have they finally called you? Have you had that discussion with them yet?
We've had like 3 phone calls going over discrepancies, including the questions you asked, the NFC ask about some of the things that had nothing to do with me. So they looked into it, they're doing adjustments, and I believe that their September 30th income statement is going to reflect the adjustments, that you may not see those differences. Concerning the chart of account and then all their entries and stuff like that, They are basically they're looking into all these things. It's complicated because, you know, all of those different places, they have accruals and stuff like that. I do not have any. Their chart of account is totally different than mine and then some other, you know, WBI chart of account is exactly like theirs because that's the one they use in Max 500, but it's different than my QuickBook. And I spend hours and hours trying to match their chart of account to my chart of account so that I can compare and contrast numbers. And so, you know, they are fully aware of that. It took them like 3 days just to get back to me, you know, to go over, you know, like finding, you know, what were the differences and the issues that we had. So it's complicated, but they are working on it. We've had like 3 meetings, 3 or 4 meetings. Yeah. You know, but the real answer is there has to be a uniform chart of accounts that everybody has to use. So that, I guess, you are Paul and James Hargerton at the NFC are going to push that to figure out how that's going to be done for very cheap, for free, or something like that.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any other questions for the general manager? Okay. Last chance. Any questions to the general manager? Bring none. We're moving along.
James?
The next.
James?
You have a question for the general manager?
I do. I'm just wondering if he has anything he can tell us as by way of an update on the bequest income.
Our lawyer, you know, is in touch with them, which is refreshing because it still has to be me. So he carries more weight as a lawyer. And he's gotten a word from them that there are no litigations, there are no issues. And therefore, you know, he thinks that within a month or two that $200,000 is coming through. We have a few other bequests. We had one bequest that came at $2,000. The money was returned because it was to WBAI. And that bequest, from, again, we're working with the bank chases a pin in the net. You know, I'm going to make a political statement here. If I was Donald Trump, they would have cashed my $2 million, you know, with no provision check, but a $2,000 deposit into an account that we've had for over 20 years that has over $1.4 million being exchanged on a regular basis. They cannot cash a $2,000 check. We did fill out some paperwork. Well, they want now to do something else. They want WBI to file a DBA. So that's what they're waiting for. So we're going to have a DBA. Arthur Schwartz was working on the DBA. I mean, you guys don't know what that is. It's doing business as. And then so he's working with me to have all the names doing business as WBI, WBI Pacifica, WBI Radio, and so forth and so on. And so he's going to file that not just for WBI, but for all other stations and for all the accounts.
Bertold, I have to say here, that sounds odd to me because, I used to have a DBA. The thing is, once you're incorporated, that's it. It's the golden thing is to be incorporated. The DBA costs like $35 to do. Incorporating costs maybe a grand or so if you're going to do it right. And I don't know, this sounds strange. Is there any possibility that there's something going on with them? Do they not like us or something?
I speak to a few guys that I have a relationship at that branch. And then the guy told me, very recently they came up with a new policy of turning all things into DBAs. And so, it's a very strange period. Citibank will cash this check. It will, will deposit that check. I don't know. Noel is more like in this industry more than I am. I don't know why they have all. I understand why they have all these regulations, but $2,000 into the account of a company that's been around for 20 years, $1.4 million in activity, I don't get it. Yeah.
Okay. It's Chase that's making us do this, right?
Yeah, Chase.
Okay.
I had Alex go to the bank with me, as a chair of the Pacifica, with IDs, But first of all, they don't even do appointments anymore until you call and set up an appointment. And you can't even call to set up an appointment. You have to go in some online system to set up an appointment. So it's challenging.
Now, I know Lydia Brazon was telling the NFC that she was being made to jump through all sorts of hoops, and that I think it was Wells Fargo is doing a similar thing with EFT, and so maybe this is just something all or most of the banks are doing for, I don't know, whatever reason. Anyway, so the lawyers on it, and it's done.
It's a COVID issue. They don't want, tons of people in the bank. You have to make appointments.
Yeah. It's also the anti-money laundering, the AML, and so all kind of regulations to monitor and, so-called big amount, which $2,000 I don't see is a big amount.
No, it isn't.
Okay. Any further questions for the general manager?
I have a question for Bertha.
Who's this?
This is Jane.
Ah, okay. So you are here, and I will mark you as present. There you go. Okay, go ahead. Ask him a question.
So I know you've been doing these revolving redemptions, and I'm wondering, have you been providing the LSB with a report, or at least do staff get a report of what's actually coming in? Not at least on a weekly basis.
I can tell you what's coming on a weekly basis. For October right now, we have brought in $53,500. The goal was, as of right now, $73,000, so we're $19,000 in the hole as of right now. We have, that is a total of 21 hours of pitching so far. Our goal, we're supposed to do 3.5 hours of pitching a day.
I was looking for something. I'm not necessarily going to retain that. I'm asking whether you provide a regular report to the board and the staff.
I've met with the staff and I've told the staff what's going on, but I really did not report that to the board.
I'm sorry.
I believe I mentioned to the board that we were short, but I didn't go into detail. Huh?
No, no, I'm asking the person who has some phlegm problems, so please don't share it with me. I'm asking whether there's a regular written report, or are you in a position to do that? You are your PD, your IED?
We're overworked, you know, and... You know,
or can you provide the data or access to the data? I'm just saying there should be a way to track how this.
Yeah, when I run the data, I send them out. You know, like this is one of the data I was going to send to the finance committee. Eventually, as I'm working in the numbers now, because I wanted to include the hours. The hours, and now it's not finished because I have to put it in a summary. Basically, we have, you know, the report says in here, as I'm talking to you, that we did 55 hours of pitching as opposed to 73 that we're supposed to do. We raised $53,000.
No, I'd like to withdraw my question and ask another question.
You mean, I answered your question. Am I going to send this to the board and to people? Yes.
Have you been providing? But it's okay. Please, may I just ask another question?
Okay. All right. Has Bertold answered your question enough?
I think Berthel has answered that question as well as he will, and I'd like to ask another.
Okay, you got another question. Go ahead.
Okay, so if you're paying somebody for 5 days and you're preempting them 1 day, or paying somebody for 4 days and you're preempting them 1 day, you're essentially giving them a pay raise because they're working fewer hours. And I'm just wondering how that actually works.
That's crazy.
Let me finish. Because you can't hire someone for 5 days, as you've done, and pay them only 4 days because they only got to broadcast 4 days. You have to pay them their 5 day salary, whether, you know, even if you preempt them for their working 4 days. And I'm just wondering how that's working out in terms of the money that you're generating versus the money that you're paying out for work not done.
Well, I think I call that nickel and diming, people. Those people should be paid like three times what we're paying them in a really
First of all,
normal...
you're missing my question. You're missing
Let me answer. Let me
no,
answer. Let me
my
answer.
Question.
I'm not finished. I'm not finished. I'm
no,
not
you
finished.
You began wrong because you're suggesting that I'm asking...
All right, never mind.
Could we let him finish? Maybe he'll actually get to an answer at some point if we let him finish. All right? Then we'll see what happens. Bertold, please answer.
I answer that this is called nickel and diming, people, because, you know, like, if we were to pay people, including myself, what we work, we would be getting, like, 3 to 10 times more what we're getting paid. So, if we are going to preempt people, you know, so that we can make some money, because in their time slot, they have more listeners 10 times more listeners than most other people, then it makes sense. And then, you know, anything else, we try to think about how much money does that cost. That's nickel and diamond. And then that's a very short-sighted view of how you do business and you manage people.
Okay.
I'm done.
May I speak?
I have a question about the question.
Oh.
May I respond to the GM?
All right. Well, okay. Doreen Roberts, are you saying you have more of a question there?
Yeah, I don't think he understood what I was asking.
All right, Mr. Timekeeper, what's our situation with time here?
You got 4 minutes left.
4 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I specifically said I'm not suggesting that people pay because their airtime was cut. You hire someone at whatever salary it is, and that's what you pay them, period. What I'm asking you is when you preempt people and you're paying them, is what you're making by the preemption, and I do not think news should be preempted. Democracy Now! Is a news program. It should not be preempted, in my view. It airs a second time during the week, during most days, and you can do your pitch there. Or you can ask her, we're pitching. Can you end 15 minutes earlier? Or, you know, for us, and we'll play the pitch, whatever. But I'm specifically not talking about cutting people's salaries. So no, we're not nickel and diming the staff. My question to you is the money that you're bringing in during the time that they're preempted sufficient to cover the fact that you're paying them for not working?
It's not a question.
Yes, it is.
Do you have the floor? Answer it. Bertold, are you on mute? Nobody's on mute. Bertold, did you hear that? Bertold?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear the question and do you have an answer?
Actually, I did not hear the question.
Couldn't catch that.
I heard a question. Don't you get it? You didn't ask a question.
Okay, well, everybody except Bertold, please be quiet. All right. Bertold, what did you say? I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear the question. I didn't understand the question.
You didn't understand the question. Basically, the question is, when you preempt people, okay, other people need to be quiet while we're trying to do this. It's hard enough on the phone. Bertold, the question comes down to, when you preempt people who are paid to be on the air, are you getting more money or less money because you're paying people not to be on the air, and does what's preempting them raise enough to make the difference? That's it.
To make a difference.
My answer to that is, this is such micromanagement. I resent that question and I don't want to answer it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have a question.
I have a question about the question
time.
That was asked.
I have a question for the timekeeper.
Time.
What's our situation? Time.
Time.
Okay.
Well, listen, I just want to announce that Neil Voss is on the line.
Ah, okay. Neil Voss is on. I'll be asking
if Carolyn
McIntyre.
Carolyn McIntyre's also on the line.
You're on the line. Okay, one second, folks. I need to go to two different places to do this. So hold on. Okay, thank you all for telling me. I will be asking in a little bit who's here, just to make sure. All right, so Neil Voss is here. Time has been called. Does anybody want to extend time for this, or do we go to the next agenda item?
I'd like to extend.
Who's this?
Noel.
Okay, one second. Hold on. Okay. Okay. How much do you want to extend for?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. All right. Is there any objection to extending this agenda item for 5 minutes?
I object.
Okay. All righty then. We are going to go to a vote. Let's see. Okay. All right, the motion is to extend 5 minutes. Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Please answer up when you hear your name, and we'll be going down the list here. Motion is to extend for 5 minutes. William Heerwagon. William Heerwagon? Noel Jameson?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? I'll abstain. Matt Mazza? Bertold Reimers?
I don't vote.
So you're abstaining. Serene Roberts?
I pass.
James Sagerton? James Sagerton? No answer. Jeffrey Stern?
Yes.
Okay, now we go to other people. Let's see. Okay, Carolyn McIntyre?
No.
Michael White?
No.
Jack DePalma?
No.
I'm sorry I'm so loud.
Pat Logan?
No.
Neil Voss?
I'll abstain.
Okay, I have to ask, now is a good time to see about the membership. Is Mario Mastrandrea here? No. Is Hazel Pinder here? No. Is Sean Rhodes here? Nope. Okay, let's see, I think I have to go back some of this. Heerwagon, William Heerwagon, are you here? Are you here? How do you vote? I do not hear William Heerwagon. Matt Mazza? Are you here? How do you vote? I don't hear him. Serene Roberts passed. How do you vote?
I abstain.
James Sagerton?
Yeah, I apologize. I was muted before. I'll abstain as well.
Okay, and those are all of the people we have on here. 2-4, 4 against, 5 abstentions. So that will fail. So, all right. 1 second. Okay, so the motion to extend has failed. We now go to the next agenda item, which is set next meeting date. Okay. All right, so tonight is the 21st of October. November's a little bit dicey. I would suggest I'll make a motion to meet on Wednesday, November 18th. So I'm going to make that motion. Okay. November 18th. Okay, so the motion is to meet next on Wednesday, November 18th, the usual 7 p.m., and we'll be doing it by teleconference again. Is there any debate on that motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to setting the next meeting date as Wednesday, November 18th at 7 p.m.?
No.
Hearing none, it is passed without objection. Next, we have new business. Right? So we have new business. Is there any new business? Not here.
Music license.
Who's this?
Music licensing.
Okay, somebody's saying something, but I can't hear it. It's muffled.
Music licensing.
Wheelwagon, is that Wheelwagon? Is that you up
there? It could be Matt Mazza.
No, no, that's not me.
Oh, Matt, you're here. Thank you for answering. All right, Matt is here. Somebody said something. I cannot hear what they said. I can't, you know, it's very muffled.
I think it might be William, but it's only a guessing game, I mean.
Okay.
I have no business.
Music. Music licensing.
Music licensing.
Yes.
What about it?
When the WBAI stops broadcasting copyrighted music in violation of federal copyright law.
Okay. This is, Yes, I hear enough of the questions, so I think I know exactly what we're talking about here. And let me say this. There is, basically, as far as I can determine, there is no problem with the music licensing thing. In going over all of this, I had reported that the interim executive director had said that she'd spoken to people at BMI and ASCAP. For those who don't know, if you play music on the radio, it has to be licensed properly. The CPB had been doing that, and then we were thrown out of the CPB, so there was a lot of concern that we weren't going to have it anymore. Well, the interim executive director told the NFC that, in fact, she talked to BMI and ASCAP, two of the big places you have to license through, and they said, as far as they knew, CPB was still picking up the Pacifica Foundation's licenses. And looking into this further, what I also found is the interim executive director has made all of the stations join the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, the NFCB. The NFCB also offers licensing deals for its member stations. However, the NFCB goes through the CPB. So when the ASCAP and BMI are looking at their records, what they're going to see is WBA, you know, all the Pacifica stations, and they're going to see them covered by the CPB. Now, we're probably either CPB is being nice and covering us for free, or else what they're seeing is the NFCB going through the CPB to license us. Either way, we're licensed, and there is no crisis with the music licensing at this time. And I hope that answers the question.
Has anyone from the LFC contacted the CPB to verify it? I have provided the name, email address, and phone number of Jeff Lichtinger at CPB. He is the person who oversees it.
Could you please speak up somehow? You're completely muffled, and I can just not hear you.
Yeah, point of information. It's just not working for me at all. I don't hear anything. It's almost like there's some almost, I don't know why, but
all right, whatever.
Person needs to
somebody
be heard.
Is trying to talk, but they're having a very, very hard time. And
I'm sorry for the bad connection. Has anyone from the WBAI LLC contacted Jeff Lipsinger at the CPB, who is the person who oversees all this? It would be simple to verify him. I can provide his telephone number and email address, which I have emailed to all of you. Please verify this, because what you're assuming is not correct, according to CPB.
Hello, I just sent you an email saying maybe you should bring that to the Pacifica board.
And he actually did.
The finance committee meeting.
I had, and they're seeking to ignore this issue.
All right. I know who this is.
We don't decide that, sir.
Okay, could I just, let me try and clarify this. CPB membership notwithstanding, the NFCB, we're members. We're covered. So that's that. No, we don't have to ask the CPB. They're not the primary people doing it. We're going through the NFCB to get to them. So they'll see the NFCB is doing it. Anyway, all right.
Point of order, who are we dealing with, who's asking these questions where we can't understand what's being said or who they are?
I think we finally figured out both of those things, who it is and what's being said, since he referenced his emails, which I've seen. I think we've answered the question.
All right, let's
go. I'll call. I got a new business.
Bertold, yeah?
Yeah. I would like for this committee to make it its business to do the research.
Bertold, now I need you to speak up. We can hardly hear you.
I would like this committee to go and do the research to find out what's the value of a public service announcement, what's the value of an underwriting at other stations that are competing with us. And I'd like to also, this group, to take on the task of looking for grant writers that are on a to-go basis. I mean, I was doing a little research and I found out there are people who are charging on 150 per hour, there are people charging 1,000 per hour. I have no criteria to figure out, you know, how that works. You know, they write a grant for you and then they file it or whatever they do. So I'd like this committee to do that because I don't have the time to do that, and that's something that's very important. And also, the third task is, you know, sales and marketing companies who do marketing and branding and outreach. You know, some of them do pro bono, some of them do and charge you based on the amount of money you bring in, they bring in for you. So I'd like this committee to look at all these three items and do that work for me.
So you would like the committee to do all of this and find out what people are making who do that? I mean, why?
That's market research, Harpal. This is some of the data I need to do my job, to better do my job. I just don't have the resources to do it.
Is there anybody here who is expert in that field who can help Bertold?
Or who knows someone who knows someone who's connected?
Or knows someone who knows someone? Anybody here? Well, okay, I don't know. This requires research of a certain type, Bertold, and I don't know that we have folks here who can do that. You know, they'd be starting out from minute one and would have to try this. And in terms of what grant writers make, they're not going to tell you that.
They're online. They tell you. You can see online that thousands of them.
I just don't know how to look for who is good or what how good they are, what you know, like I don't know, I don't have those criteria. So if there are people who know and have, you know, information or know people who know who can kind of parse out with what would make them, you know, they charge you as they go, so that means you don't have to spend money, like, you know, as they write the grant, you know, things like that, you know, spend a couple of hours on them and we'll file the grant.
So you
want to call?
So they put prices online and you want to go by that, because in my experience,
well, I, you
it's
know,
different.
You know, I'm, well, that's why I don't want, I mean, obviously I was a person charging $50 an hour, but obviously I don't know, you know, the criteria and how to evaluate those
people.
Yeah,
I'm here, wherever you were, just now I'm not there.
Hold on. Michael, somebody on here
I
is...
I was just wondering... What the
okay,
phone
yes,
information
you were just wondering. I'm wondering if you would
called what I
yes,
normally use
phone.
And was dead air.
Bogatin. Yes, that's the voice I hear.
Okay, stopped. Okay. All right. Is there anybody who wants
that's
to take
what I just
up
called.
All this?
Give that to me again, though.
Maybe I should tell him how to
you. You are, and here
right,
we'll just help you out. Okay, so I think I've muted him for the moment. So Bertold, all right. So you're asking us to do market research. Is there anybody who wants to try to get into that?
No.
Or anybody who knows anybody who can do that? I'm not hearing a lot of response, Bertold.
I think we reached out to Dee Dee. I believe she said she was going to start having some more time. I think that she would be a good option. She's done grants.
Who's this?
Dee Dee Halleck.
Oh, this is... Okay. Let's see. Well, Bertold, do you have... her email address or phone number?
Yeah, I have information.
Well, Carolyn McIntyre is suggesting that you contact Dee Dee Halleck and see if she can do it for you, okay?
All right. Okay.
All right. Before anything else happens here, I think we're pretty much winding down. I need to make sure... of who is here. First of all, if you are attending this meeting for the first time and you want to become a member, you need to say
that's
who
right.
you are. Now, if you don't want to become a member of the committee, you don't have to say who you are. But if you want to become a member, you have to identify yourself because you will need to attend one of these meetings three times in a row, and you have to have your name on the list of attendees. So... I will first...
Yeah? Sorry to interrupt. Dee Dee is trying to join and was going to say something about grants. In relation to Bertold's request.
Okay, so...
All
right, so... Is she on here?
She was trying to get on. I think
yeah,
we
now,
just...
Now you're making me hungry. Hey.
All right, would somebody...
Lawrence, I apologize for interrupting this delightful conversation, but I'm on the...
James,
on the
James, we hear you. All right, let me see. All right, I'm going to mute him.
James is muted.
Yeah.
Okay, James is muted. All right. Is Dee Dee here?
She just called me. She's trying to join. I don't know what the...
Come on.
Getting on. So, anyway.
Well, I tell you what. We're coming down to things here. If,
okay.
If she's not on another minute or so, maybe she could just call Bertold.
Yeah. Yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. That'll be fine. All right. I need to go through here. Now, is there anybody on here who wants to become a member and hasn't attended one of these meetings before? She can't get on the list after this meeting is over. And I will go through here to the membership and ask again, is Mario Mastrandrea here? Is Hazel Pinder here? Is Sean Rhodes here? Okay, none of those people has answered up. I think none of those people are here. So I think we have our membership at this meeting figured out. Does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Okay, multiple people. All right, is there any objection to adjourning?
Good night, thank you.
We're past without objection. We are adjourned.
Thank you so much, R. Paul and Bertold and everybody for your patience and your work, hard work. Thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night, everybody.